When was the last time you had a heart-to-heart with yourself? No kidding. When did you really think through the options available to you as an actor? Are you in a good place right now to make the right career choices, or have you been speaking an inner monologue that doesn't make clear decisions or choices when it comes to your acting career? This episode of Casting Actors Cast, we will look at this topic and we will also answer the question, are you ready for a makeover? Come on and jump into the talent pool. The water is fine.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you haven't checked out the website Casting Actors Cast, I invite you to do so. You're going to find all kinds of information, some past episodes of Casting Actors Cast, some past podcast videos. I invite you also to fill out the form that says Dive into the Talent Pool. It's a great way for you to get some freebies and join our ever-growing list of actors who've decided to join us here on the podcast. The podcast videos, also known as podios. Now, when you fill out that form, it says Dive into the Talent Pool. That's going to open up a menu where you can download a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a free 100-page book all about doing voiceover work that I wrote a few years ago. You're welcome to that free of charge. Also, there's a free video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you in this free 20-minute video. And then finally, there's a place called Jeff's Jots, and that's downloadable PDFs, which are notes, one page for each of the podcasts. But I like it because it's an outline of what I use when I present the podcast to you on video. And I think it's a great way that you can have sort of a follow-along sheet so that those points that I am making, those tips that I am giving, are right there in your hands so that you can have something that is useful long after the podcast or the video is over. I invite you to also check out castingactorscast@gmail.com. That's the web address. Sorry, that's the email address. And you can submit a video if you want me to evaluate it live on the podcast. Then please go ahead and submit your link to your audition video, and I will evaluate it live on the air. Also, you can ask me questions. If you have some lingering questions about the business, whether it be acting tip ideas, suggestions, or really, questions, any question. No question is too weird to ask. I know, because I've received a lot of weird questions. No, I haven't really received that many weird questions at all. But I'm more than happy to answer any of those questions. I would love to be a support for this community of actors that have spent time in the podios, the podcast videos. And then finally, my shout out to my dear, dear friends at Actors Connection, actorsconnection.com/New York. Boy, what an amazing place where you can get online classes in anything from auditioning for film and television to theater to musical theater to audition tips to voiceover work, all taking place virtually right now at actorsconnection.com/New York. The cool thing that makes it work is that you're actually making connections with professionals in the industry. We're talking casting directors, agents, professionals that can help you get what you're looking for as far as your acting career is concerned. So thanks to my friends at Actors Connection. They post my shout out for watching the podcast videos, and I love to give them a shout out on this podcast. That's our agreement. We sort of help each other out. I hope that that makes sense. Now, let's get into the subject, shall we? Sometimes current day-to-day challenges can prevent us from making career decisions, right? You know that to be true, right? Because of COVID, because of the way in which our world is just kind of topsy-turvy right now. Now, it's great that things are sort of getting back to some sense of normalcy, which is really great. But still, actors are finding it so challenging to get back into it, to be in the right headspace for their acting careers. And so that's why I want to talk to you about a makeover. And I'm not necessarily just saying, you know, a new hairstyle and a new wardrobe is what you need. I'm not really saying that. I'm talking about putting yourself in the right headspace for making the right choices and the right decisions that are best for you as an actor. And the day-to-day challenges that we are facing is that, first of all, there are just too many variables about the future in general. We don't know when theater's coming back, really. We don't know when the shooting schedule for film and television projects is going to be, like, taking off again. We don't know what our future is in terms of where we're going to be living, what we're going to be doing, our family. We've got all kinds of other issues that we need to take care of before we can even think about where we are in our acting career. So that prevents us from making those kinds of career decisions, and that's valid. That's very valid. So there are too many variables about the future in general, but there's also too many variables about knowing what is best for us. We don't have a really good sense about what our needs are right now. We certainly know that our basic needs have to be met, right? Food, shelter, community, family, all of those are really important things to feel at least some sense of normalcy, some sense of understanding. And if you don't have those, that's the very first thing you must address. You certainly are not able to make the kinds of decisions you need to make as far as an acting career is concerned if those basic elements are not in place. So please do yourself a favor and make sure that that checklist is complete before we move on. There's also too many variables about the business in general. Now, I mentioned that. We're just not sure about when things are going to be opening up again. But we also, there are variables about agents. Many agencies have shut down. Many managers have decided to expand or to shift. Many agents are finding themselves out of work. Many agencies have shut their doors. And then there are those folks who are opening up new agencies, trying to create new opportunities for actors. But again, boy, there's just a lot of variables out there. And it's really, really hard to keep track about what's going on. So that's another reason that makes this particularly challenging. The other thing that I wanted to share with you is what I call actor speak. Actor speak that are contributing or detracting from our goals. What I mean by actor speak is the actor that talks to themselves and makes the following conclusions. This is what I call actor speak. It's like what we tell ourselves in our head. So actor speak A would be the wait-and-see actor. The wait-and-see actor is the one that says, let's just not do anything right now. It's just not going to happen now. So that would be the not right actor. This is not the right time to be doing these kinds of choices. So let's just wait. So the wait-and-see not right now actor is a really interesting way that keeps us from moving forward. Some of it is legitimate, like I said. Some of it really needs that. You have to just wait. There's some things you can't control, so you need to chill about those things. But there are some things that you can control, and waiting and seeing might not necessarily be the right answer. So are you a wait and see actor? Now, there's a second kind of actor that I would like to talk about. I know this well from my own acting career, as well as a lot of actors that I'm in communication with, and that is the planner without execution actor. Does that remind you of you, maybe? The planner without execution actor, that means that the actor has a list of things that they're planning out. They're planning on doing this, and then they're going to do this, and then they're going to do this, and then they're going to do that. And there's just this whole array of things that actors have planned for themselves. And that's very exciting. But guess what? It's almost as if the planning itself is what's exciting and not the execution of those plans. So that's another roadblock. That's another way we put ourselves in front of a barrier for continuing to push through. So maybe in terms of actor speak, you're the planner without execution actor. Nothing inherently wrong with that, other than constantly setting yourself up for disappointment because you've got the plan, but you don't have the action. Then there's the third type of actor speak I like to identify, and that's the overachiever actor. And that means the actor who tries and says yes to everything. I want to do this. I'm going to do this. You know, if you are one of those people that just tries extra hard to do everything, then maybe it's time to put the brakes on and just have that conversation with yourself. If you are any of these three kinds of actors, the three actors are the wait and see, not now actor, or the planner without execution actor, or the overachiever actor. Try everything but embrace nothing. If that is you, then maybe it's time you are ready for a makeover. So how do you decide if you're ready for a makeover besides those three things? Well, here are a couple of suggestions. You are ready for a makeover if you feel as if nothing is moving forward with your acting career. If nothing is happening, if nothing is going on, then that's time for what I call an actor makeover. Here's the other reason. You have a plan. That's great, but you're not sure how to start. So it's hard to get moving. It's hard to get going with the plan. That's a good reason to think about maybe it's time for a makeover. Or maybe you're ready for a makeover if you are waiting for the externals to change first before you do anything. So if that's the case, you are ready for one. You are ready for a makeover. Makeover 101. So let's talk about what a makeover actually means for you in that situation. A, personal assessment. Can you make yourself feel ready? In other words, as an actor, are you feeling like you have all of your ducks in a row and are you prepared to take an action? And that means really asking if you feel ready or not. B, professional assessment. Professional assessment means who are your teammates? Who are you willing to start working with? Whether it be fellow actors out of a Facebook group, or whether it be you're going to sign up and commit to a new online class. All of those things can be really helpful, but you need to have a community of like-minded individuals, what I call your teammates. So making that professional assessment, knowing who your teammates are, can make a big difference in your ability to move forward with your makeover. C, for your makeover, have a strategy in mind. Make a plan and then take the step. So that strategy means I'm going to be doing my classes. I'm going to be doing new pictures. I'm going to refresh my resume. I'm going to be doing those things that I know I need to do, those things that I can do. So make a plan, have a strategy, and then take the step. In other words, a makeover is just another way of rethinking how you want to move forward with your options. It can feel like a new you, but in reality, it's more about acting on the options you have in front of you. It's more about acting on the options you know you have in front of you. What do I mean by that? So if you want to get an agent, okay, great. What's the plan for getting an agent? What's the strategy? How are you going to move that plan forward? Once you know that, less is holding you back from executing the plan. Make sense? So let's say, for example, you want a TV career. Well, how are you going about getting one? What's the best plan for getting a TV career? One way is to, you know, you've been binging and watching during COVID. Are you taking notes about who that casting director is that does that show that you really, really like? So that's a plan. That's a strategy. Finding out who are the casting directors involved in those productions can be a great way for you to start developing a sense of business and then a business plan for you to approach those casting directors that are actually casting those projects right now. I hope that makes sense. You want a summer job on stage? You want a summer acting job? Well, you know what? Get started with new pictures and resumes and get those new pictures and resumes into the hands of artistic directors or casting directors that are casting those projects, those summer theaters. You see what I'm saying? It's having the plan and then simply taking an action. Now, I know that there are all kinds of blocks to those kinds of progresses, right? Those progresses. There's all kinds of blocks to that kind of progress sometimes because there are limitations because that's life, right? Life hands us all kinds of reasons to not do things. I'm only suggesting that you simply plan out with the intention of executing that plan. You can have the career you want. I mean it. I've been an actor for 20 years. I've now been casting for 12 years. I can tell you that you can have the career you want. Find the best makeover for yourself you can. And then all you need to do is play it like the part of a successful actor. So if you're not quite sure what the plan is, act like you're an actor with a plan. I know that sounds so silly, but it's absolutely true. It's about mindset. It's about embracing the new you as we come out of this COVID virus and we walk into the light of a new experience as far as film, television, theater, and performing in general is concerned. So how did that work out for you? Did that make sense? Do you want to just turn off the video or the audio right now? Or did you stick with it? Did it make sense for you? I hope it did. Please let me know. You can go to castingactorscast@gmail.com and I would love to hear your comments. I would love to know what you are doing for yourself in this time in order to, here's a good word, effectuate the plan you have in place. Thanks for watching and listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. We will see you next time on Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.